How do you call hogs to feed them? You have names for the hogs?
No, we come, we just go out there and make a noise. Everybody got their own noise to make for the hog. How to call the hog.
How about, how do you call the sheep to get them from the pasture? Did you ever hear anyone call
No,
sheep?
I never heard anyone call the sheep, because I never, you know, we never raise sheep.
How about chickens?
You call them here, chick.
If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to...
What you mean, you going to ride them or...
Drive them somewhere?
Drive them, and we go out there and hitch up the horse.
Uh-huh. How about, when you're, what runs from the bit to the driver's hand?
Range.
How about you riding a horse, what do you guide him with?
The range.
And what do you put your feet into when you ride?
The saddle.
And what do you put your feet into on the bottom? That hangs down on the saddle?
Stirrup.
You ever use stirrups?
No, I never used the word. We always called it the whole thing as a saddle, that's all. We didn't name no other part. Just was the saddle.
How about if you have two horses, the horse on the left is called when you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
We never use two horses in a plow. Just one at a time.
How about if something's not near at hand, but it's a little bit it's over some, you say if something's not right near at hand, you'd say it's just a little
farther off.
Just a little
far off.
If you have been traveling and you haven't finished your trip, you might say that you had, how much before dark? You had
A long ways to go before dark?
Yeah. If something is very, very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place,
mm-hmm.
You would say you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backward.
And if he fell this way?
Forward.
Did you catch any fish? You might answer if you didn't catch any. No?
No. I didn't catch any fish. I didn't have a bite.
How about a schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me?
I haven't did it, or I didn't do it.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were to say, she says, you did this wrong. And she says, you've been misbehaving, and he says, why is she blaming me?
I didn't do it. Oh, I was a good boy.
Mm-hmm. How about someone apologizes for breaking your rake, and you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
If somebody apologized to me?
For breaking something, you say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Well, that's just what I would say, that's all right. I know she didn't mean to do it. It was accidentally.
But how would you end it? I didn't like it. I didn't like that all right.
Anywhere.
Uh-huh. How?
I didn't like that all right anywhere.
How about a crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me?
None.
Let's say a boy's spoiled. You say when he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.